come here to serve? 哦，对不起，很高兴可以在这里，服侍主。
It is happy to come here to serve.
我走了又一下子又好像两个多月了。
I've been away for about 2 months.
没有机会跟大家有交通。
Didn't get a chance to talk to many of you.
但是我相信我们在祷告中常常彼此纪念。
But I believe that we are in the same prayer.
因为我们所服侍的主是住在我们的里面。
Because we serve the same Lord who is in us.
他教导我们怎样彼此有交通。
He teaches us how to communicate with each other.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们的题目叫全家得救。
Today's our topic is a saved household.
我们知道主不是要我们仅仅得救。
We know that the Lord doesn't want us just to be saved.
也不是叫我们一个人得救就好了。
It's not just being saved by ourselves.
是叫我们全家得救。
He wants us to have a saved household.
我们就读一下使徒行传16章31节。
Let's read Acts 16:31.
我们每一个人都是在主面前读这一节圣经。
Let's read these words in front of the Lord.
这句话是主的应许。
This is Lord's promise.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
我们再念一遍。
Let's read it one more time.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
这是神要赐给我们的。
This is what Lord has given us.
是关乎得救的应许。
It talks about the promise of being saved.
神愿意我们人人都得救。
Lord wants everyone to be saved.
他不喜欢有一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to be fallen.
他也不以为一个人的得救为满足。
He won't be satisfied if only one person got saved.
所以神应许我们要全家都得救。
So God promises to have a saved household.
所以当我们凭着信心来到主的面前，
So when we come to our Lord with our heart,
得救就是遇见主。
Salvation is meeting the Lord.
得救就是在乎神的恩典和我们的相信。
Salvation is
based on God's salvation and our faith.
And our faith.
我们翻得不错哈，大家多多鼓励。荣耀归给神。
Grace to the Lord.
Glory.
Glory to the Lord.
什么叫做信耶稣呢？
What is believing in Jesus?
耶稣就是一个人蒙了恩，得了神的启示。
Believing in Jesus is receiving a message from God.
一个得救的人就认识耶稣是主。
One who is saved believes that Lord is Christ. Jesus is Lord.
Yeah. 然后我们接受了耶稣做我们的新生命。
And we receive Jesus as our new life.
所以信耶稣的人就是得救的人。
So believing in Jesus is being saved.
并且我们靠着主的恩典。
And to have Lord's grace.
我们进入了一个团体的生命。
We get into a corporal new life.
圣经说这个是叫做基督的身体。
And the Bible would tell that this is the Lord's body.
也称它为神的家。
And this is the home of the Lord.
所以得救是一件我们毕生要经历的事情。
So being saved is something that we have to get through.
一个得救的人信了耶稣，知道耶稣是主。
One who believes in Jesus will proclaim that Jesus is Lord.
他接受了主耶稣的新生命。
He received the new life from above.
这个新生命是一个团体的生命。
And this new life is a corporal new life.
这个生命是一个活的生命。
And this life is alive.
所以称之为基督的身体。
So this is called the Christ's body.
它也叫做神的家。
And this is the home of the Lord.
这是一个得救的何等美好丰富的思想。
And how wonderful it is.
神要我们全家都能够得着这一个宝贝。
God wants our whole family to get this precious gift.
所以简单的来说，得救是在我们这一边是一个经历。
So simply, being saved is an experience.
在神的那一边是一个真理。
In God is the truth.
我们对真理的认识要逐渐的拓开。We have to expand our knowledge of the truth.
We have to expand our knowledge to the truth.
然后我们就越来越认识住在我们里面的那个新生命到底是什么。
Then we would slowly experience and learn what's the new life that is within us.
简单的说
Simply said,
一个得救的人的经历
Someone who is saved,
他需要有一个出
Oh, they have to depart from the world?
不一定是离开世界，是需要有一个出。
They have to exit.
Take an exit. 然后呢，还要有一个进。
And they have to enter.
一个出。
An exit.
没有进。
Without entering.
不是完全的得救。
Is not being saved.
世界上有很多的教导都是叫人出。
There's a lot of teachings in the world to teach you how to...Exit.
但是他们没办法叫我们进入什么。
But they don't tell you how to enter.
新生命是一个我们的出才得着的。
A new life must come after you exit.
当我们得着了之后该怎么样呢？
What happened after we received?
我们还要进。
We have to enter.
以色列人他们出了埃及。
The people from Israel, they exit from Egypt.
但是他们转弯又转弯的在旷野漂流
But they are circling around.
他们一直都没有进到神应许给他们的地方
They never enter into God's promised land.
所以结果好像是一般得救的人
As a result, they look like they are someone being saved.
最后都死在旷野的里面
At the end, they just die in the open.
我们最多称这种得救叫做漂流而已
We could only call this kind of salvation as drifting.
神心目中叫我们要的得救
The real salvation
就是要我们不单只要出
It's not just to exit
还要进入
But also to enter
进入神一切的应许
Enter into God's promise
一个没有进入的人他还没有得着
Someone who has not entered is not being saved
还没有得着
and has not received
他进入了
they only enter
你就发现所有的都是你的
and you will find out that everything you see is yours
一个还没有回家的孩子
someone who has not gone home
他在世界上漂泊
and they're just drifting around on the streets
妈妈做了很多很好的菜在桌上
mom has prepared a lot of good food at the house
他一口都得不着
But the child never got any.
有一天觉悟了。
One day he finally realized.
他要吃好的，一定要回家。
If he wants some food, he has to go home.
回进入到家的里面。
Go back into his own house.
他就得着了。
Then he will receive.
妈妈不需要叫他吃。
Mom doesn't need to tell him to eat.
他一看就晓得要吃。
The child will want to eat.
妈妈还没有想到要给他说你吃。
Mom doesn't need to give him an order, tell him, hey, eat food.
他已经拿来吃了。
And he will already be eating.
这个是妈妈甘心为他预备的。
This is something that the mom has prepared for her own child.
我们的神应许了许多。
Our God has promised a lot for us.
但是他要等我们。
But he's waiting.
不单只等我们要出。
Not just waiting for us to exit.
还要等我们进入。
But waiting for us to enter.
进入到哪里？
Enter where?
在基督里。
Enter into Christ.
一个好像得救却没有得救那个那么丰富的经历。
Someone who looked to be saved but not really being saved.
原因只有一个。
There's only one reason.
他没有回到在基督里。
It's because that person is not in Christ yet.
我们每一个人都要受这样子的警惕。
Everyone has to receive this warning.
我们不要再漂流。
Let's not drift around anymore.
我们要常常很警觉的，一定要从许多的事物中出来。
We have to escape from a lot of things that's holding us back.
但是我们更重要的是要进入到基督的里面。
But more importantly, we have to arrive to the destination of Christ.
这个叫做得救。
This is salvation. Everyone wants to be saved.
但是呢, 有时候却好像 并没有那么愿意地回到神面前。
But sometimes we are not really willingly to follow Christ's will.
有时候我们想神的祝福,
sometimes we think that Lord's grace.
但是我们又好像不愿意回到神的身体里面。
But at times we don't want to go back to Christ's body.
我们又好像不太愿意回到神的家中里面。
Maybe we don't want to get back into the house of the Lord.
这个都是许多人的想法。
This is a lot of human thoughts.
但是我们今天要撇开这一切。
But today we have to get rid of all these negative thoughts.
要从我们过去的思想，我们头脑里面以为的事情。
We have to get rid of a lot of thoughts that we got from before.
我们只要神的话。
We will only receive God's word.
我们要从自己里头出来。
We have to come out from ourselves.
我们要得着神的应许。
We have to get God's promise.
我们不但是要离开过去所有许许多多的不讨人喜欢的事。
Not just that we need to exit from a lot of negative things that we have done before.
我们更要回到在基督里讨神的喜欢。
And we have to arrive in the destination of church where Lord's light.
神应许我们要全家得救。
God promises a safe household.
神就把我们放在基督的里面。
And God put us into Christ's body.
叫每一个因信得救的信徒。
To all the believers that truly believe in Christ.
他们都能够经历主的天天的拯救。
So they could experience Lord's grace daily.
当我们头一次信主之后,
The first time we actually believe into the Lord,
我们是个得救的人。
We are saved.
但是可能我们得救的经历不是那么样的丰富。
But maybe we don't yet have a lot of experience to show.
神盼望一次永远拯救我们。
Lord wants to save us once and for all.
但是他要我们经历更丰富的得救生命。
But he wants us to experience a richer life.
所以神要使我们经历他的自己。
So Lord wants us to experience him.
所以得救有基本上三方面。
So there are three things for salvation.
最重要的一个是从自己出来。
The most important one is to come out from your body.
就是不信自己。
Is not trusting your own flesh.
世界上叫人信自己。
The world will tell you to trust yourself.
主要我们不要再信自己。
Not said no, don't believe in your flesh.
出来。
Come out.
出来干什么?
What are we doing if we come out from our flesh? We have to believe in Christ.
不信自己不是拯救。
Not trusting flesh is not salvation.
信耶稣了我们就进去了。
Believing in Christ is entering.
这个是得救经历的第一步。
This is the first step of salvation.
然后神要我们得开启。
Then Lord wants us to open up.
看见基督的死,
to see Christ's death,
是我们最大的出,
is the biggest turning point of exiting.
借着基督的死, 所有的人都可以出来。
By Jesus' death, everyone could come out from the flesh.
还不止这样,
and that's not the only one.
还要我们看见基督的生命是活的,
and we have to see that Christ's life is alive.
叫我们得着这个活的生命, 我们就可以进入神一切的丰盛。
When we receive this life, then we can have a prosperous life.
借着基督的死, 我们都出来。
By Jesus' death, we could come out from our flesh.
借着基督的活, 我们都活了。
And by Jesus' life, we have eternal life.
这个是得救经历的基本第二步。
And this is the second step of salvation.
然后还有第三步。
And then there is the third step.
我们说神不是要我们一个人得救而已。
God doesn't want only you to be saved.
神要我们的全家都得救。
Lord wants to save you and your whole family.
所以在这里我们要看见不只是我们要得救。
So here, it's not just us that needs to be saved.
而且我们整个家都要得救。
But our families need to be saved as well.
这里就要我们知道一件事实。
Then we have to know one truth.
是神的真理。
This is the Lord's truth.
神要我们不再属于我们的家不再属于我们。
God wants that the family does not belong to us anymore.
我们要我们的全家都属于神。
Our whole family should actually belong to the Christ.
所以这里说的得救经历是我们整家的经历。
So the experience of being safe is not one's experience.
本来我们每一个人都有自己的家,
since everyone has a family,
但是每一个人都把自己的家带进来的时候，教会就乱。If
everyone brings their own family into the church, then there will be chaos in the church.
我们要从人的家出来。We
have to come out from the physical family.
一家一家的出来。Every
family has to come out.
借着基督的死出来。
By Christ's death, we come out.
然后借着基督的身进入神的家。
And by Christ's life, we come into the church.
这个叫做全家得救。
This is called a safe household.
所以我们今天就要讲这个题目。
So today we're going to talk about this topic.
全家得救是一个属天的关系。
A safe household is a heavenly matter.
是主耶稣最看重的一个关系。
It's something that Lord Jesus really emphasized about.
也是要我们每一天去遵行的关系。
It's something that we have to follow every day.
这里注重的不是过去的或者是将来的。
It's not the past nor the future that we should emphasize on.
所有关系最重要的一步是今天。
And it's now that is always the most important.
今天有没有出?
Did you exit today?
就决定我们今天能不能进。
If you did, then maybe you could enter.
所以在马太福音12章50节说,
So in Matthew 12:50,
在节目单上面有,
It's also on your program.
不过我记得我曾经提醒大家来主日聚会,
But once I reminding everyone, during Sunday,
还有没有弟兄姊妹记得我提醒大家什么?
Did anyone remember what Fandy told you?
要带圣经。
Bring your Bible.
这个是我们最起码的。
This should be something all Christians should do.
把小书、小说放一边。
Put away your science fiction.
把杂志放一边。
Put away the magazine.
主日要带什么带在身边?
What should you bring on Sunday?
圣经。
Your Bible.
你看,很简单的一件事,还是要出来才能进入。
It's a very simple fact that requires exiting and entering.
就在乎你看重的是什么。
It depends on what you care about.
神要我们看重与他的关系。
Lord wants us to care about your relationship with him.
但是这个关系是叫我们怎样去实行呢?
But how do we execute this relationship?
所以这一节圣经告诉我们,
So these Bible words would tell us,
凡遵行我天父旨意的人,
For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven,
就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了,
is my brother and sister and mother.
这个就是神的家。
This is God's household.
这个就是一个得救的人。
This is someone who is saved.
主耶稣看见的不是一个一个的人。
Lord didn't see us one by one as individuals.
是一般人他们遵行神的旨意。
It's a group of people that who follows Lord's order.
主耶稣看重的是这一个。
That was Lord Jesus.
为了这一个他呼召我们。
For this, he called upon us.
然后他就称我们为弟兄姐妹。
And he called us brothers and sisters.
和母亲。
And mothers.
感谢主。
Grace to the Lord.
主看重这样子的关系。
Lord cares about the relationship with us.
那如果我们也看重这样的关系的话,
If we care about this relationship as well,
今天我们最看重的就是什么?
Today we should also care a lot about bringing your Bible.
就是遵行天父的旨意。
Is to follow Lord's path.
耶稣基督是第一个这样子的人。
Lord Jesus is the first and only first.
所以他的生命就是能做这件事情。
And his life could accomplish this.
得着他的生命才能遵行他的旨意。
Whoever has received his life could follow his path.
以弗所书5章25节告诉我们,
In Ephesians 5:25,
基督爱教会,
Christ loved the church,
为教会舍己,
and gave himself up for her.
主耶稣好盼望在地上有这么样一个神的家叫做教会。
Lord Jesus really wanted his heavenly home to be on this land also, as a church.
他一看见他,
and the moment Christ looked upon the church,
他就爱上他,
he fell in love.
这个就是教会常常提到的所谓的意象。
And this is the vision that a lot of us always talked about.
意象不是我看见一件事情我要去做那个叫意象。
Vision is not something that we see and then we decided we want to do it.
那个顶多是一个心愿。
That could only count as a wish.
可能是一个感动。
Maybe is a touching moment.
不是圣经里头所说的意象。
But it's not vision in the Bible.
圣经里头没有两个意象。
There is no two visions in the Bible.
只有一个意象就是看见教会是什么。
There's only one vision and that's what the church is.
它是一个团体的人。
The church is a corporal body.
是一个活的生命。
Is a lively body.
是一个我们都可以进入的身体。
It's a corporal body that everyone has the right to get into.
是唯一能够活出神的荣耀的器皿。
And is the only utensils that could live up the life of the Christ.
因为基督爱教会。
Because Christ loved the church.
所以我们也要爱基督。
And we shall love Christ.
我们爱基督，我们的表现就是愿意为主放下自己。
How do we show the Christ that we love him? We have to put our body down.
那就是得救的第一步，从自己出来进入基督。
Again, that's the first step. You have to exit your physical body.
不要想到舍己是一件很大的事。
Don't think that a self-sacrifice is a huge thing.
能够舍己是一件很大的事。
Being able and being willing to self-sacrifice is a big deal.
愿意舍己却是理所当然的事。
Willing to sacrifice is something that you should do for Christ.
你看见一辆车你很爱。
If you see a car that you truly love,
那你就省得穿省得吃，你就是存了钱为了买它。
Then you'll be eating ramen every day so that you can save up the money.
这个你觉得理所当然的，而且是非常甘心乐意的。
And that's something that you're willing to do.
我们看见基督。
When we see Christ,
看见他所看重的。
When we see what Christ really loved,
那你就不可能不舍己。
Then you wouldn't even think about yourself anymore.
你不舍己是因为你看见另外一个东西。
If you don't want to give yourself up, it's because you love something else.
你可能还夸口你看见另外一个意象。
Maybe you tell others that you see another vision.
所以当我们一起在服事的时候，最麻烦就是在这个点上有冲突。
So when we are together and we are serving, that's something that maybe we would argue about.
因为大家都说，哎，谁说你的意象才是意象？
Because everyone has different visions.
我的感动非常大的意象哦。
I have really, really deep feelings about this vision.
总的来说就是没有舍己。To sum it up, it's without self-sacrifice.
To sum it up, it's about self-sacrifice.
所以我们看得救是一件很根基的生活。
So being safe is something fundamental.
在我们每一天凡事的经历都很容易就显出来了。
In our daily life, we could show...
所以今天如果我们对真理不够清楚的认识，
So today if we don't realize the truth as much,
我们就很容易同情人，
Then we will easily pity on other people,
我们就很容易舍了耶稣，
Then we will leave Christ easily.
今天教会不是一般人的会，
The church is not a human gathering.
教会是基督的身体，
Church is the body of Christ.
神的意象
Is Lord's vision.
我们的生命
Our life.
所以我们愿意为他舍己。
So that we would be willing to sacrifice ourselves for church.
今天早上我们的弟兄舍己站在这里翻译。
This morning, Brother Kevin was really lucky.
当我邀请他的时候
When he was invited by Brother Fendi,
他说不要吧。
He couldn't say no.
他说那就不讲他。感谢主的恩典。
Glory to the Lord and grace to the Lord.
今天可以觉得很 lucky 站在这里。
Today he feels exceptionally lucky to speak in front of you.
你不舍己，你连参加的聚会你都不愿意。
If you don't even want to sacrifice yourself, you won't even be sitting down there.
弟兄姊妹，我们有很多聚会常常邀请大家来参加。
Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of meetings that we would invite you and love to have you here.
礼拜天那么早起来不愿意。
Waking up at 10 on a Sunday, no.
如果与你最亲密的那个人相会，你愿不愿意
？But what if you are dating someone who was in your dream？
半夜三更都要去。
Maybe at 3 o'clock at night you would just wake up to make a phone call。
早起是应该的。
And waking up early should be something that you're willing to do。
是不是
？Right？
大家愿意吗？
Are you willing?
不愿意, if you're
not willing, then we now need to sing a hymn.
主啊, oh
Lord, make me willing.
为什么?
Why?
不愿意就没得救。
Because if you're not willing, then you're not really saved. It's not that you don't believe in Jesus. But now you're missing another experience of being saved. So being saved is definitely critical. Very fundamental. And following Christ's footsteps in the Bible is simple as well. There are three steps.
今天我盼望讲的信息每一段都有三步。
I wish that every important point that I'll tell you will involve three steps.
所以第一步是在创世纪里头。
In first step, it's going to be in Genesis.
2章18节那里神说。
In Genesis 2:18,
那里神说。
Oh, God said.
那人独居不好,
it is not good for the man to be alone.
你要行神的旨意, 做神家里的人的话,
I will make a helper suitable for him.
你就要听见主的话, 说, 那人独居不好,
so you have to listen to God's word. Being alone is not great.
不是叫你马上去找一个人同居,
not that I'll ask you to find someone to move into.
也不是催你去结婚,
and I'm not asking you to get married in 2 months in September.
而是说你, 不要把自己的话放进去, 要舍己,
you have to sacrifice yourself.
我们怎么叫做那人独居不好?
What does it mean to be it's not good for men to be alone?
就是我们现在不要再靠自己了。
Is that we don't depend on ourselves.
不要再为自己活了。
And don't just live for our flesh.
一个独居的人就是这样子的辛苦。
Someone who is alone will experience hardship.
他只能有自己。
They only have themselves.
他的天下可能很大。
The whole world could be huge.
但是越位置越高, 他就越孤独。
But as they step up on the ladder, they will become more lonely.
神远远地在创世纪就看见这件事情。
In the beginning, in Genesis, Lord already sighted this.
看见许多的人还没有得救。
They see a lot, he sees a lot of people that are not being saved.
他们都是独居的人。
And they are alone.
神说那人独居不好。
And God says, it is not good for the man to be alone.
我们要遵行神的旨意。
We need to follow Christ's word.
我们要做一个得救的人。
We want to be the saved ones.
我们就不独居。
We cannot be alone.
我们不信自己信耶稣。
We cannot believe in just ourselves, we have to believe in Christ.
大家晓不晓得怎样行神的旨意?
Do you guys know how to experience Christ?
不信自己信耶稣。
Not believe into your own self, but to believe in Christ.
为什么要这样?
Why would we need to do that?
因为那人独居不好。
Because it is not good for a man to be alone.
你看见这一节圣经, 你就知道你也看见神的旨意了。
When you see this verse, then you know that's what God wants.
看见了, 你照着去行, 就是遵行神的旨意。
If you see and follow, then you're obeying the Lord.
第二步,
a second step.
创世纪2章24节,
Genesis 2:24.
神说二人要成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his mother, father and mother and be united to his wife.
本来是两个独立的个人。
In the beginning, there are two separate individuals.
你是你,基督是基督。
You are who you are and Christ is Christ.
那你不独居怎么办呢?
If you don't want to be alone, then what are you supposed to do?
你不靠自己怎么办呢?
If you can't depend on yourself, then who should you depend upon?
行神旨意的第二步就是连与基督成为一体。
And the second step of following Christ is to be united with Christ and become one flesh.
不是叫我们去做什么,
not that we need to go do something,
而是叫我们去用心, 用我们的灵去连与基督。
But we should use our Holy Spirit to connect to the Lord.
我们爱耶稣,
we love Christ,
我们的心就跟着耶稣,
so that our hearts should follow Christ,
我们的脚就随着耶稣,
and our feet would follow Christ.
这个新的跟从, 这个行的跟从,
and this new following,
就是我们连与基督的遵行神的旨意,
is how our spirit would connect, would be connected to Christ.
不是叫我们同心合意叫做连与基督,
Not that you have to think the same and do the same to be Christ.
许多教会里头的口号就是要同心合意。
And a lot of models in different church is we have to think the same.
是，新约里头有讲同心合意。
Yes, in the New Testament, we should think alike.
那是在圣灵里头的同心合意。
But when we think alike, we are actually talking about inside the spirit.
不是人做出来的同心合意。
Not something that you could perform physically.
什么是人做出来的同心合意？
What is doing the same in physical term?
那就是在创世纪里头给我们看见的那个巴别塔。
Oh, that's the Babel Tower in Genesis.
你看人真能够同心合意啊。
Do you think human could actually work toward the same goal?
但是他们错了。
But they're wrong.
因为同心合意不是做出来的。
Because working toward the same goal is not something you can stage together.
是神借着圣灵生出来的。
It's something that Christ has to empower the Holy Spirit to do.
你不跟基督连在一起，你就不能生养。
If you are not united with Christ, then you cannot multiply.
可能你很美丽。
Maybe you are beautiful.
但是没有连在你的新郎的跟新郎连在一起的话。
But if you are not united with your other half,
再美丽的女人还是不能生养。
How doesn't matter how beautiful you are, if you are not united with your husband, you cannot multiply.
所以我们在说做一个信主得救的人。从来不是一个单独行走的人。
So the believer should never be alone.
他也不一定是跟一般人同心合意就是。
It's not just that the person should not think alike with everyone else.
但是肯定他们是连与基督。
But they have to be united in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你要外面的事情还是要主的应许？
Brothers and sisters, would you like to follow earthly matters or would you like to follow Christ?
这个要决定你得救的清不清楚。
This will
determine if you clearly know salvation.
This will determine if you clearly know salvation.
这个是行神旨意的第二步。
This is the second step to follow Christ.
还有第三步。
And there is the third step.
当你与基督连成一体。
When you're united with Christ.
下面一个很自然的事就是你可以生养了。
And then you may multiply.
所以创世纪的神说。
In Genesis, it says,
一章二十八节。
Genesis 1:28.
神说要生养众多，遍满全地。
Lord says, "Let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth."
多了一点，只是说生养众多。
Over all the earth.
Multiply.
Multiply.
Yeah. 什么样生养呢
？How do we multiply?
尼弟兄告诉我们一句话。
Watchman Nee told us something.
其实不止一句话，是已经在印在你们节目单上。
And it's on your program.
这个是尼弟兄对全家得救的负担。
This is the comments that Watchman Nee has on us.
如果你还没看，我请你带回家看。
If you have not read it completely, please bring it home with you.
是尼弟兄自己的话。
This is words from Watchman Nee.
他就是要提醒我们怎样生养。
He would like to remind us how to multiply.
才能够叫我们全家得救。
How do we multiply so that we could have a safe household?
不能，尼弟兄的话说。
Watchman Nee says don't.
不能生一个，丢掉一个。
Don't give birth to one, then throw one away.
在我们肉身生一个。
In flesh, when we give birth to one,
在神的家中就有一个属灵的生养。
And the same one should be an additional family member to the church.
如果我们所生的儿女，
If we give birth physically to one child,
今天已经不再聚会了。
And that child is not here with you in church.
可能是他的错。
Maybe that's his fault.
但是绝对是父母的责任。
But it's also definitely the parents' fault.
那如果他已经几十岁了
，and if your child is already mature as an adult,
也成了他自己的家了
，and if he has his own family,
可能我们父母的责任已经少一点
，maybe the responsibility for the parents are slim a little bit.
但是如果他还没有成自己的家的话
，but if your child has not formed his own family,
圣经告诉我们
，the Bible tells us,
他的账还算在父母的身上
，he is still in your account. as we should care a lot about this matter. Doesn't matter if your child is still an infant, or maybe if your child is already an adult. We have to take the burden of multiplying. This is the third step of following Christ.
叫做 multiply on earth.
It's called multiplying on earth.
好, 这个, 然后我们读下面一段圣经, 罗马书5章10节。
Let's read Romans 5:10.
我们要把我们的思想再带回到基督的身上。
We need to bring our thoughts back to Christ's body.
我们要认识基督。
We need to get to know Christ.
也要认识自己的本相。
And you have to also know yourself.
罗马书5章10节告诉我们,
In Romans 5:10,
我们做仇敌的时候,
For if when we were God's enemies,
且借着神儿子的死,
we were reconciled to him through the death of his son,
得与神和好, 既已和好,
how much more have been reconciled,
就更要因他的生命得救了,
shall we be saved through his life?
和好是我们得救的第一段,
reconciling is the first step of our salvation.
和好的目的是叫我们经历更多的得救。
To reconcile so that we could experience our later stages.
和好就是神看有罪的为无罪了。
To reconcile means that God will forgive our sins.
现在跟神已经没间隔了。
There is no separation between us and Christ anymore.
借着基督的死，神接纳了我们。
By Christ's death, God accepted us.
然后呢, 他的目的是叫我们进入基督。
Then his next step is to ask us to get inside Christ.
是怎样的进入呢?
How do we get into Christ?
是靠着基督的生命。
We have to use Christ's life.
罗马书5章1节说,
In Romans 5:1,
进入什么? What to enter into?
What to enter in?
就是进入现在所站的恩典中。
We have, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们就可以, then we can stand within His grace. 站在主的恩典中。
Then we may also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly. 下面一句就是常常以神为乐。
So we that we could rejoice in the Lord forever.
靠着主的生命住在主里面的人,
the people that live in Christ's life,
就是站在主的恩典中,
are the one that who receive the joys from the Lord,
以神为乐,
and rejoice in God.
是不是很简单?
Isn't it very simple?
得救的喜乐是因为你站在恩典中,
the rejoice that you get from salvation is in grace.
感谢主，有时候我们经历一些不是太喜乐的事。
Grace to the Lord, sometimes we have things that we don't really like.
马上就要考验我们的生命到底是站在哪里了。
And then it tests us where we are in Christ's life.
所以许多外面的事情要发生的必定会发生。
So a lot of things, if they are meant to be, they are meant to be.
但是一个得救的人,
but someone who is saved,
他永远要记得回到在基督里。
They would always remember that they belong to the house of the Lord.
还要站在恩典中,
and they have to stand in grace.
你花一点时间站在主的恩典中,
you should spend some time and rejoice in God.
可能是唱一首诗歌,
maybe it is to sing a hymn.
可能是读一段圣经,
maybe just read a verse in the Bible.
可能什么话都没有,
maybe there's nothing you need to do.
你就站在主的面前,
but rejoice in God.
你愿意站在恩典中,
if you're willing to rejoice,
我告诉你, 花一点时间,
you should spend some time.
最好是一早就花这个时间,
the early morning is the best.
那你就能应付一天的事,
then you have the power to face the whole day.
你早上没有花这个时间,
if in the morning you didn't spend this time,
有事情发生你就乱了,
if something happened, then now you are nervous.
有事情发生你就不晓得怎么做了,
if something happened, then you don't know how to react.
有事情发生你就愁眉苦脸了。
If something happened, then you become sad.
愁眉苦脸的事会发生。
Bad things happen to you.
但是我们要站在恩典中。
But with his sending grace.
神的话说, 我们就能够以神为乐。
God says that we could rejoice in God.
这个不是一个轻忽的快乐。
This is not a superficial
happiness. 这个是神生命在你里头长的快乐。
This is happiness that will grow inside you.
忽然间你没有什么可以快乐的事情。
Maybe there is nothing that you should be happy about.
你就说神啊，你真是我的快乐。
Then you said, Lord, you are my happiness.
要不要出死入生呢？
Would you like to exit and enter?
要不要看见基督十架上的救恩就是做成这个工作呢？
Christ died on the cross so that we could exit and enter in him.
他一面除去你的死,
on one hand, he take away your death.
一面要为你带来基督的生,
on the other hand, he give life through you.
叫我们能成为一个得救,
so that,
出死入生的人,
so that we experience the salvation of exiting death and entering into life.
只有从神生的才有真生命。
Only the ones that were born in Christ have eternal life.
也只有这个真生命能够生养。
And in this eternal life, you may multiply.
保罗在提摩太前书1章5节说,
Paul says that in 1 Timothy,
Chapter 1, verse 5.
The goal of this command is love.
无亏的良心,
which comes from a pure heart.
无为的信心,
and a good
生出来的,
and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
但是生出来的爱,
is love that comes from Christ.
不是做出来的爱,
is not love that you staged.
是神的话要我们彼此相爱,
yes, God wants us to love each other.
但是你没有清洁的心, 你就不能生出爱来。
But if you don't have a true heart, then you cannot produce love.
你没有无愧的良心, 你就不能生出爱来。
If you don't have a good conscience, then you cannot have love.
你的信心有一点点的虚假, 你就生不出爱来。
If you do not have a sincere faith, then you can't have love.
神的话是那么样的清楚告诉我们有一个分水岭。
God stated it very clearly.
There is a watershed.
There is a watershed.
那分开了我们两边的生命,
to separate a life into two separate quadrants.
我们的天然生命知道彼此相爱是好的, 我们就想要去做出来了。
Our natural life would tell us that being love and giving love is a good thing and we shall do it.
但是新生命说慢慢,
but our new life would tell us, hold up.
你要回到你自己的里面,
you have to get inside yourself.
靠着主的宝血, 你得着一个清洁的心。
By Christ's blood, you could give love.
清心的人有福了。
A pure heart person will be blessed.
因为他们必看见谁?
Because they shall see who?
神,
God.
清洁的心叫我们看见神, 从神生出一个爱来。
A pure heart will make you be able to see God, and from God you could have love.
还要对付我们的良心。
And we should also have a good conscience.
你不要说去做一件事情来彼此相爱。
Don't do something to show that you love each other.
第一件事情要先做。
The first thing you need to do.
你得罪了什么人, 先要搞一个无愧的良心出来。
If you make fault to someone else, you should first reconcile with that person.
得罪神求主原谅。
If you did something to offend God,
得罪人求人原谅。
If you offend people, ask for forgiveness from them.
都对付干净了, 你才会有无愧的良心。
Make sure that you don't offend anyone. Make sure you apologize if you offend anybody, so that you could have a good conscience.
不能去做一件事情, 去盖过上面的一件事情。
Don't do something so that you cover up something that you did before.
烂的东西一直在烂。
Something that is broken will remain broken.
你不看它, 它还是在烂。
If you put it away, it's still broken.
无愧的良心很重要的。
A good conscience is crucial.
你不对付它, 不可能有爱。
If you don't fix it, you cannot have love.
还有就是无伪的信心。
And at the end, there is also a sincere faith.
我们奉献自己, 一定要真诚。
If you are willing to sacrifice yourself, it has to be truthful.
但是奉献了自己之后,
But you offer yourself,
you
have to have a sincere faith.
我是一个奉献给主的人,
I offer myself to God.
虽然外面的环境没有改变,
maybe there's nothing changed externally,
但是我的信心是看见神的意象,
but I could see God from my heart.
弟兄可以不爱我,
brothers could hate me,
我不能不爱我的弟兄,
but I have to love them.
话讲得很大,
it sounds impossible to do.
我告诉你,
but I tell you this, even the speakers need to be safe.
能讲不等于我们有,
if I could say it, doesn't mean I could do it.
我头脑里头知道这件事情,
my brain would tell me that I should do it.
我愿意做神家里的人,
I want to be a member of God's household.
但是我要有真实的这样子的经历,
but I need to have true experience.
盼望我你都一样,
hoping that you and I are the same.
能够从这样子的心里头生出真实的爱,
can follow God and experience true love.
为了什么?
Why?
为了我们能够生养下一代,
so that we can multiply.
没有真实的生命不能生养,
without real life, you cannot multiply.
没有真实的爱不会生养,
without real love, you will not multiply.
但是我们不能做出这一个爱来,
but love is not something that you could stage.
一定要从自己出来进到基督,
it has to truly come out from your heart to get into Christ.
然后我们看见下面一个非常重要的事,
and another thing that I would like to point your attention to,
得救在基督里的人,
to be saved through Christ,
都有一个最自然的心愿,
there is one really simple wish.
就像约书亚的心愿, 他的选择一样,
just like Joshua and what his wish was.
那一天他选择了一件非常独特的事情,
one day Joshua proclaimed,
他不是只是说我要怎样,
not just that Joshua wants to do something that Joshua wants.
他有一个爱要生出一个真实的生命出来,
he has a dedication to use love,
to give birth to something real,
to give birth to something real.
就是要他的全家 都来侍奉主,
Joshua wants his whole household to serve the Lord.
他说, 至于我和我的家,
he says, but as for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华,
we will serve the Lord.
这里让我们看见了一个属神的家中,
from these words, we learn the importance of the significance being in Christ's family.
做家长的重要,
the importance of being parents,
the head of the household,
the head of the household,
和做家长的关键性,
and the significance of being the head of the household.
每一个信心如果是活的,
if your faith is alive,
每一个信心都有它的先行者,
there is a precedent for your faith.
There is a pioneer of faith.
There's a pioneer of faith
for this true life.
For this true life.
那在一个家里头做家长的有一个责任,
the head of the household always has this responsibility,
就是做全家信心的先行者,
is to be the pioneer of faith for the household.
他的家能不能够世世代代侍奉耶和华, 在乎他的选择,
his choice will determine if his household will follow Christ.
他看见世界美丽, 他一定带着全家去侍奉世界,
if you think the world is pretty, he would bring his whole household to follow the beautiful earth.
他看见爱什么, 他就变成什么,
if he likes and sees something, then he will become something.
不止他是这样, 他全家都会这样,
his choice does not only affect himself, but his whole household.
我们得救的人,
we as believers,
我们说全家得救, 多好的一件事情,
isn't it wonderful if our household could be saved also?
但是许多的时候我们做家长的是没有这样子的信心,
but at times the head of the household does not have enough faith to believe that their whole family could be saved.
所以家长非常重要,
so it is crucial for the head of the household to have
你的路走得好, 你的儿女有榜样可看,
if you walk the path of Christ, then your offspring have someone to follow.
你信心的路走得不刚强,
if you do not follow the path of Christ,
不但是你没有路,
not just that you're not walking the right path,
你所侍奉的教会也没有路,
the church that you serve in will not walk in the right path as well.
现在我要鼓励每一个在神家中的家,
now I would like to encourage all my brothers and sisters,
我们一家一家的弟兄姊妹,
all of our households,
我个人的建议,
my own recommendation to you,
一定要带着你的儿女聚会,
you have to bring your offspring to church.
如果他们已经大了,
if they are already adults,
你一定要看他们像福音朋友一样要去辅救他们,
you need to spread the gospel to them,
做他们的榜样,
you have to be their leaders,
服侍他们,
you have to serve them,
直到他们都能够回到神的家中,
until they have come back to the church,
然后我们全家来侍奉主,
then your whole household will be serving the Lord.
他们看见世界花花的很,
when they see the beautiful things out there in the world,
他们都努力去读书,去追求, 职业,
they're dedicated enough so that they could get the beautiful things,
为了得着更多世界的东西,
so that they could get even more beautiful things.
我们看重的是全家的得救,
what we care about is a safe household,
是全家的侍奉,
the whole family serving the Lord.
如果你有一点产业可以真实的从一代交给下一代,
if you truly have properties or treasures that you would like to pass on to your offspring,
不是你的房子, 不是你的银行户口,
it's not going to be your bank account or your house.
我看见许许多多的例子,
I've seen a lot of examples.
一个不懂得经营的人,
someone who doesn't know how to operate his money,
你把再多的交给他, 他一下子就花光了,
doesn't matter how much you give them, they will just waste it.
但是只有一样事情, 如果你交得给他们的话,
but if there's only one thing, if you give to that person,
他们就世世代代都是一个丰富的人,
something that they could pass on from generation to generation,
就是我们的属灵产业,
and that is our spiritual property.
你的看见要成为他的看见,
your seeing or your vision should pass on to,
你要告诉他你怎样得救的,
you need to tell your offspring how you got saved.
你要告诉他们你为什么要侍奉主,
you have to explain to them why you're following the path of Christ.
你要告诉他们你们是怎样侍奉主的,
you have to teach him how to serve the Lord.
你要在他们面前做见证,
you have to proclaim testimony in front of your child.
第一代若不知道自己手中属灵产业是什么,
if the first generation doesn't even understand what they already got,
你就不可能交给第二代,
you can never pass it on to your second generation.
不是说你第二代不信基督教哦,
not saying that your second generation should not be Christians.
在美国信基督教非常容易,
being Christians is very simple.
热闹一点的聚会, 年轻人都涌过去了,
there are gatherings and the younger ones always will just show up.
我们的聚会不热闹,
our assemblies is not very happy and dancing.
但是我们有一个属灵的看见,
but we have spiritual vision.
我们盼望这个看见不止我们得着,
we hope that this spiritual vision is not something that only belongs to us,
我们的下一代也能够得着,
but to our children as well.
好,快快的我们要讲下去,
okay, let's move on.
做家长非常重要,
being the head of the household is important.
你要懂得父主的轭,
you have to take the burden of the Lord,
take his yoke,
oh, take his yoke of the Lord,
担主的担子,
bear his burden.
好像是一件很困难的事,
it looks impossible,
但是主的话却是说是容易的, 是轻省的,
but God says that we can do it,
因为他的新生命, 借着我们信心的先行, 要住在我们里面,
because through his new life, is possible.
神应许给我们的是已经准备好了,
God has already prepared our way.
你一回到家中就是你的,
when you come home, it's yours.
路加福音有两个儿子,
in Luke, there are two children.
一个儿子要做什么,
one person wants to do something.
另外一个儿子什么都没做,
and then the other child doesn't want to do anything.
他只要知道回到家中,
the second child only knows that he has to go home.
他的父亲就什么都给了他,
and his father will give everything to him.
弟兄姊妹,我们所说的都是从圣经来的,
brothers and sisters, we only talked from messages in the Bible.
我们手上一定要有事在教会里头一定要去做,
you have to pick up a duty and serve your church.
但是外面的事绝对不等于里面的事,
something externally doesn't mean those are internal as well.
除非我们是照着里面活出外面。
Except if you live your life from what leads you internally.
所以今天的一个得救的人就是先走里面的路。
So someone who is saved should follow the internal path.
才能知道怎样在神的家中进进出出。
Which leads you in and out in church.
在旧约里头有许多这样子信心的先行者。
In the Old Testament, there are a lot of people that did this.
挪亚是个家长。
Noah is the lead of his household.
所以他全家得救。
So that his whole family is saved.
亚伯拉罕是个家长。
Abraham is the head of the household as well.
以撒是个家长。
Isaac is a leader of the household as well.
雅各也是个家长。
So is Jacob.
每一个家长他都在信心中比别人先走。
The leader of the household needs to be the pioneer of faith.
然后他们就一代一代把一个真实的属灵产业生在下一代的里面。
So that they may pass on the faith from generations to generations and on.
新约也有许多的家长。
In the New Testament, there are a lot of leader of households as well.
福音书里头，撒该就是个家长。
Zacchaeus.
主耶稣说，今天救恩要临到你的家。
Lord Jesus says that grace will come to your household today.
这个人绝对有清洁的心，无愧的良心，无伪的信心。
Zacchaeus has a pure heart, a sincere faith, and love.
耶稣一看见这样子的人，
When Jesus sees Zacchaeus,
今天救恩要临到你的家。
Grace will arrive his household today.
全家得救是在乎家长很重要的一环。
A safe household depends heavily on the lead of the family.
许多时候还儿女们没有信心，信心软弱了。
Many times the younger ones do not have sincere faith.
如果你有信心，你就走在前面。
If you have a sincere faith, you should lead your family.
我们一起做同工的，如果都软弱了，
If all the brothers and sisters are weak,
今天我们也不可能站在这里。
Then we will not be here today.
我们从心里头知道谁的信心是走在我们前面。
From your heart, you should know who has a more sincere faith.
但是我们不是跟随人。
But we're not following human.
什么时候眼睛一看见这个人，以为这个人就是你的家长，你就错了。
If you see someone and then you proclaim that person as your pioneer of faith, then you're wrong.
因为你跟，你就跟了人了。
Because if you just blindly follow, you'll be following a human being.
我是带英语聚会的。
I am the leader of the English group.
但是我一直的，你问问我们英语聚会的人。
If you ask my brothers and sisters in my gathering,
我一直都说不要跟我。
I always tell them, don't follow me.
但是你每天都要跟随主。
But you have to follow Christ every day.
可能我的信心走在你前面一点。
Maybe I'm a pioneer of faith.
但是我也是跟随主的人。
But I am also following Lord.
盼望你从我看见一点榜样。
I hope that you see me as a leader and follow my path.
但是你应该知道，我应该知道，我们都是跟随主的。
But you should know that I am not the true leader, only Christ is.
只有基督是我们家的主。
Only Christ is the head of the household.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起说好不好？基督是我们家的主。
Brother and sister, let's proclaim together. Jesus is the head of our household.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们就说到下面一个《罗马书》十二章一节到二节。
In Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2.
这两节圣经很重要，我们请一起来念。
Let's say it together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这世界，只要心思更新而变化，教你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。全家得救是神给信徒的应许。
A saved household is a promise from the above.
借着耶稣的死和生命，
By Jesus' life and death,
使我们每一个得救的人都出死入生。
So that we, the believers, can escape eternal death and receive eternal life.
神要我们看重他的旨意里面的属天居所。
Lord wants us to see his heavenly home.
他要我们得着的是真实的属灵生命。
He wants us to receive a true heavenly life.
并且要我们有一个属神的生活
and a heavenly lifestyle.
我们这样子侍奉是理所当然的
and we should do this for Christ.
我们把自己献给主当作活祭是理所当然的
we should offer ourselves as living sacrifice to Christ.
这样子的人是在基督的爱中行神的旨意
then you will be a person in Christ and following his path.
他们不是独居的民
And they're not,
而不是独居的个人
and they're not a man who is living alone
他们是连与基督
they live in a corporal new life
并且是能生养的人
and they can multiply
做一个真实得救的人
to be a true believer
他们愿意负起全家信心的责任
they're willing to take on the burden of the whole household
为主生养下一代
to serve the Lord and to multiply
而且能够刚强地在信心中宣告
And they could proclaim,
我和我的家都必侍奉耶和华。
Me and my family would serve only the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是你们家的家长？
Brothers and sisters, are you the leader of your family?
你是不是在信心中走在你们家的前面？
Are you the pioneer of faith in your family?
如果不是，
If you're not,
可以回到主里面。
You could come back to Christ.
站在恩典中
Stand in grace.
看见神所已经给你的
See what God has already given you.
神要求我们的不是我们没有的
God doesn't look at what we do not have.
乃是我们已经有的
But what we have already got.
我们有的是什么
What have we already got?
我们有的是从主得着的新生命
We have the new life from Christ.
今天是人人专顾自己的危险时代
Today, everyone is for themselves.
所以我们必须要小心自己和自己的家。
So you have to be careful about you and your household.
我们要走在真理的实行的路上面。
We may only walk on the path of Christ.
记住要保守自己常常在神的恩典中。
You have to be always living in the grace of the God.
我们过去没有办法可以做什么。
In the past, we couldn't do anything by ourselves.
将来不在我们的手中。
And in the future, it's not in our hand.
但是我们不能错过今天。
But we should not let today go.
今天我们要做一个得救的人。
Today, we are the believers.
我们就要得着神活泼的话语。
We should receive God's precious word.
我们就要得着圣灵在我们里面的带领。
We should follow what the Holy Spirit leads us to.
有神的话做信心的根据。
With Lord's word as the fundamental of faith.
有圣灵的印证，叫我们知道我们是走在正路上。
With the touching of the Holy Spirit to lead our path.
愿神教导我们如何行他的旨意。
Let Christ teach us what he wants us to do.
好让主看见我们不是一般没有意向的人。
So that God will know that we have his vision too.
好让主看见我们不是一般专顾自己的人。
Let God know that we are not for ourselves.
我们为了自己，我们要回到主的面前。
For ourselves, we should come back to Christ.
为着我们的下一代，我们更要回到主的面前。
For our offspring and household, we have to come back to
Christ. 为着我们自己每一个人，主已经量给我们的责任，我们一定要回到主面前。
We need to come back to Christ to proclaim our duty.
行神旨意不是叫你祷告要去这里去那里。
Following God's path is not simply going here and going there.
行神旨意就叫我们今天就要真实的在主面前得救。
Following Christ is to come to the Lord today and have sincere faith.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, grace to you.